Now the result then is we take those chemicals, we take the situation in terms of inversions, we look at the seasonal winds that help drive the transport of these materials, and then figure out what's going on in terms of our airshed. So the main driver for the southeast Queensland situation is the sea breezes. We get an afternoon sea breeze in the airshed. And here we're looking then at the wind field. At 9 a.m. in the morning, we've got material blowing out in this direction. So we're coupling this to those emissions that we saw before were highly regional in this particular situation. So that then is taking those reactive materials and it's transporting them. Okay, so we're now transporting the materials out in that direction. By 12 a.m. things have started to get a bit more mixed. We've now got a wind field that's blowing back in this direction. 3 p.m. That's now starting to push things down in this direction here. And by 6 p.m. the direction is definitely moving down the coast. So that means then that the materials in the morning were sort of being pushed upstream. Then after that in the afternoon, the materials then pushed back down again.